Hello?
Hello, Aunt. It's Bizarre.
I know. What do you want?
It seems I've called you at a bad time.
Well, if it won't offend you, I have to say yes.
Well, I give you the right to be upset with me.
Look, I'm really busy. Can you just get to the point, please?
Sure, but before that, I wanted to thank you.
For what?
For the kindness that you're going to do for Soraya and Manucha.
I'm talking about them adopting a child from the shelter.
They deserve to become parents.
I hope that's the case. Is that all?
No.
I wanted to say that Uncle has a will that's in his attorney's possession.
What will is that?
I don't know what's in it. He just told me.
To gather all the family so he can come and read out the will.
When?
The exact time isn't clear yet, but as soon as they arrange it with me, I'll let you know.
Oh. Very well, then I'll be waiting. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Hello.
Hello, what's up? Yeah?
Zina, you've got visitors.
Goodbye.
Thanks,
to
man.
You.
Hey, what's up? Thanks. What's up?
Tell my visitors to come, too.
Sure thing. Hello.
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 How are you, kid?
Good, you all right?
Don't you forget about us.
How are you? Why did you go through so much trouble, guys? Did you bring enough for everyone?
Well, the color I see in your cheeks is telling me that you've cleaned up.
If I've cleaned up, if I've gotten better, it's all because of you.
You really should believe in yourself, son. You're clean, because that's what you wanted and decided. Now hurry up. When we come back, there's a bunch of unfinished work we have to take care of. What is it? Why are you crying? Don't tell me something's happened I don't know about.
No, Doctor. He's crying because he misses us, Sina dear.
When I was a child, they'd bring a Ferris wheel to our neighborhood. The kids would go and ride it, but me and my sisters couldn't ride it because we didn't have money. We'd just stand in a corner and watch. Ever since then, nothing in our lives has gone the way that we wanted, and until you came into our lives. Right now, everything has changed. I wish you'd stay. We've really gotten attached to you.
It is funny. It seems the value of a person isn't in their being, but in the fear of their not being, isn't it so?
Oh, man, Sina. The phone and internet were made for times like this. It's not like we won't be in touch.
Look here, Sina. If there's a day that you do a kindness without any obligation, have fun without committing a sin, forgive without humiliating, know that that's the day you've truly lived. Very well. Get out of here as soon as possible for such a memorable day.
Sure. Please, have a seat. Please, please, please.
Please sit.
Have a seat,
Miss Homer, please sit.
But we can't sit while you're standing.
I'll bring a bench right now. That bench.
It's true that you've quit and are strong now, but that's heavy. Let me help you.
Let me come and help, too. Oh, what happened to you, Doctor? Agavan?
Sit down.
It's nothing.
What happened?
Are you
sit
right,
down,
don't?
Sit down, sit down, easy.
It's a spasm.
Right?
It's just a spasm. It'll pass.
You want me to get a doctor?
I'm a doctor myself. What doctor?
Sit.
And
don't
it's just a spasm.
Sit.
It'll pass.
Well, are you better?
Yes. It's good. It's very good.
What's good, Doctor?
For your family to gather around you.
Are you joking with us, Doctor?
No. When your family and wife gather around you, it makes you feel better.
Thank you.
Hello, Auntie.
Hello.
Are you well?
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Is everyone here?
Everyone is here. They're just waiting for you to come, Auntie.
Are all the family members here?
Yes, yes, they are, sir. We're all here. It's just Miss Madot that hasn't come. My mother-in-law, the wife of Hesam's brother, may he rest in peace, and Saraya, dear, has come. She's my wife.
But I insisted that all the family members had to be present.
I'm here on behalf of my mother.
Unfortunately, she wasn't feeling well, so she couldn't be here. She apologized for it.
Very well, then. If no one else has a problem with that, I'll get started.
It's not a problem. You can go ahead
and
start.
It's not a problem. Go ahead.
The story goes back to the time that the departed Hesam Feruzan Far started having problems with his eyesight. One day he came to my office and wanted me to draft a will and testament for him.
Excuse me for asking, but was it regarding his entire wealth?
No. I told him that according to the law, no person can write a will for more than one third of his wealth, and he decided that certain titles and deeds should be changed according to his wishes.
What deeds?
If you'll allow me, I'll explain everything. There are three checks here. One is in the amount of 800 million turmans in the name of Mr. Behzad Feruzan Far. $400 million made out in the name of Miss Saraya Feruzan Far, and $100 million made out in the name of Madocht van der Zaad. Kindly pass these around so everyone can see them.
Thank you. Excuse me, Mr. Bayat. So what is this money for?
It's for the discrepancy in price of the lands in Sadat Abad, which in reality goes back to that dispute in accounting that your father and uncle had with each other. I should also add that all the checks have been made out to cash today.
May the sun shine down on his grave. His son was a real man, a true gentleman.
And this is the title for 1,000-meter land in Karaj, which is in the name of Miss Fatima Feruzan Far.
It's for me?
Yes. It's for the inheritance from your father.
But I told him I really didn't want anything from him.
He must have made this will for his own peace of mind. Here you are.
Yes.
And this is a letter written and signed by the departed Hesam Feruzan Far, which has everything I've just said written in it. Just in case, God forbid, anyone has any doubts. Here you are, signed and sealed.
Negar?
Yes, Mother dear?
Darling, get up and pass out the halva in honor of your father, who showed so much kindness to everyone. God bless his soul.
May he rest in peace.
God bless his soul.
Kindly pass this round to be signed, if you wouldn't mind.
Sure, of course.
Have some, please.
Am I disturbing you, Saru?
No. Should I pour you some tea?
No, thank you. There you are. This is for you. It's better if you keep it.
Isn't this the money that you filed a complaint against your uncle for? Well, now you've got it. You should spend it however you like.
If I filed a complaint, it was only to bring the truth to light, which my uncle clarified for us.
Behzad, you're my son-in-law now. You're like my own son. If an ear is precious, the earring is precious too. There's no difference between you and Baha for me. I might get upset with you because of the arguments in the past. But I'm not your enemy, son.
I hope all is as you say. With your permission.
Bezar, dear. Take this with you.
Good night.
Here. Leave them.
Hey, come take this from the doctor.
Yes, ma'am.
Button up your coat. The weather's really cold.
All right.
Is that all of them?
Yes, this is the last one.
What is it now?
Leaving this house is very much like dying. It's very hard to leave this place with all its memories and go.
Memories aren't like picture frames on the wall to be left behind. They're with the person at all times and places. Right now, we'd better get going. It's a long way to the airport. Hey, Nomad.
Yes, ma'am.
We're entrusting the house to you.
You don't need
to. My sister
worry.
Will drop by from time to time. If you need anything with her, sure. I've given you her number.
No
Thank
problem.
You very much.
Have a good trip.
Doctor, aren't you coming? You'll catch a cold.
Well, Nomad, stay safe. If I've ever wronged you, please forgive me. I've only ever seen kindness from you. Have a safe trip.
Manusher, what are you doing this time of night? Aren't you going to sleep?
Good evening to you. Were you sleeping?
Yes.
Man, why sleep? We've got plenty of time for sleeping. Tomorrow we'll be sleeping in a grave with 1,000 unfulfilled wishes and dreams of our own.
You've become a philosopher in the middle of the night.
No, my lady, I've become an economist. Come here a minute. Come. Sit down here. Sit down. Sit. Take a look. How is it?
What is this?
Well, what kind of a tax inspector are you? You don't know what this is?
Oh, what does a tax inspector have to do with the scribbling and chicken scratch that you've made?
Hey. This is why we never get anywhere, my dear. Soraya. What's the width of the land for this house?
I don't know.
Now, let's suppose that it's 12 meters.
So?
So? You know, this house that we're living in, that one day the electricity is out, one day there's no water, the sewage is backed up, it's coming down on our heads. Do you know what a jewel it is?
Well, so what?
Soraya, this land has a commercial title, my dear. That means if we knock this place down, if nothing else, we can build at least 12 two-unit stories of both commercial and residential units here.
What are you saying? With what money?
Man, what do we need money for? The main thing is this very land. Do you know, in the past year, how many construction speculators I had to get rid of until the time came?
Is now the time?
That's right.
Aha. You've got your eyes on the bit of money I got from my uncle. Let's suppose I agree to this. Can you build a high-rise with 400 million tamans?
Man, you still don't get what I'm saying to you. The story is really simple. The person that comes to build the place, they won't want any money from us. We're giving them the land. We give them the land and they build on it. We'll give this place over and go somewhere else and in a year come back and take possession. We'll get 12 commercial and residential units. And of course, with the blueprints that I've drawn up, we'll give the first floor to your mother, a unit that'll be easy for her. Something that she can take care of by herself easily. And then, way up there, a beautiful penthouse for the two of us, which will have a view of all four corners of Tehran. Now, about the 400 million.
Well,
we'll take that 400 million, take your mother's hand and go where? To the best neighborhood in the city. And we'll rent a huge 400, 500 meter place, somewhere that at night, when you take your garbage and put it outside, you'll look and see, oh, the neighbor's door has opened, eh? Who is that? It's Mr. So-and-so. Specialist and surgeon who's come outside with his garbage. The other door opens. Oh, there's a garbage bag in his hand too. Oh, who's that? A big shot import exporter. Oh, who's that? A car manufacturer. He's taking out his garbage as well. And all of us standing there holding our garbage in our way. It's in these chats during taking out the garbage that a person will get somewhere, will progress little by little, will pass along information, will become buddies. You will have get-togethers with their wives. I'll go out with them, I don't know, to go skiing, I don't know, to play golf. Then gradually a person will sit down with the big shots and develop relationships. You like that, huh? What do you say?
You've really got some big dreams for yourself, dear Manusher.
What do you mean, man? Hold on a minute. What dream? It's the actual reality.
Look, I've already told you. I have to concentrate completely on this matter. First of all, I've got two problems. One is a child, which you said you don't want.
Who? I said that? Man, that was back when we had 1,000 problems. Who said I don't want one? That's just it. When I say you don't open your eyes. You don't pay attention, my darling. I spent 4 hours on this blueprint. Now, just take a look at this room and see what I've written. It's the letter K. What's that mean? It means a room for a kid. What was her name? That little darling. The one that Aunt Fatima said to us. What was her name?
Sadaf.
Sadaf. Look. K-S. Our kid's Sadaf. That's for that. What else?
Well, the second is that... Anyhow, my mom and Bazaar have a share in this house. Nothing can be done without their consent, Manusher.
Oh, man. Look what I thought she'd say. Leave Bazaar to me. Does Bazaar not like money? Don't you worry about him. You go to work on your mum.
Anyhow, I have to think some more about the 400 million demands. All we've got in this life is only that money. I can't just hand it to you to build a high-rise.
Who said you'd give it to me? You're still asleep or something. Hold on, I'm talking to you.
24 buildings. I still don't get it. You really gave me a hard time about having a child.
All right, now, that's enough. Don't wake up, Mom.
You kept saying, let's do this, let's do that, let's just think. Now I shouldn't think about the 400 million demands? Well, you just keep saying something for yourself.
Attention, will all passengers for Emirates Airlines flight number 065 going to Dubai, please go to gate number 3 for boarding.
Well, Miss Homer, we've put you to a lot of trouble to come all the way here. Thank you.
Not at all, Doctor. I hope you have a good trip. Take care of yourself. Sure.
Well, my dear Homer, I've got a friend who's a bit of a philosopher. And he's got a saying that I really like. He says we're all passengers on a ship in a hurricane, which has no recourse but to sink. So I suggest to you, until the last second that we can look into the sky and see the blue of the ocean, smell the flowers, and care for each other, we should enjoy this journey together.
Of course.
Let's go.
Goodbye. Have a safe, fun trip, darling.
Take care of yourself.
You too. Take care
Goodbye.
Of the doctor.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Let's go, ma'am.
For the final time, attention all passengers for Emirates Airlines flight number 065, boarding at gate 3.
Hello there, Sina. It's Nikar.
So what? What do you want?
What is it? It seems that you're upset with me.
I'm not upset. I'm furious. Right now, I'm just waiting for the right time to start the fire.
Your brother and sister are just like each other. You go fast without any caution. You talk open without meaning.
You jerk. The meaning of what I'm saying is in my mother's death and my father's arrest. You think I don't know you gave my dad's number to Behzad?
Look here, Sina. Whatever happened in the past is over. Right now, I've started a new business. I thought if your sister's out of work, I'd offer her a job. I called her cell phone, but it was turned off. Now give Argavan the phone.
It's Miss Azania.
All right.
Miss Azania, give her the phone. I want to talk to her.
She's not in Iran right now.
It's been 2 months since she left the country with her spouse.
With her spouse? Has she gotten married again?
Ah, so you didn't know. I'm sorry, we must have forgotten to send you an invitation.
So who's the guy? Do I know him?
I don't know. Maybe you do know him. Mr. Davoodi.
Your former client?
Really? Congratulations. So eventually the attorney of the case became a partner in the case.
Of course, right now she's not an attorney. Thanks to your kindness, Miss Azania's attorney's license has expired.
In fact, thanks to the idiotic actions of your sister, it's been some time that I've been put on probation. That's why I've changed my profession.
Ah, so when they say if you dig a pit, you end up at the bottom of it, that's what they mean. I don't want you to ever call me here again. Have you got it?
Mr. Nikar?
Yes?
Where shall we put the desk and chairs?
Right there. Where else is there?
Sure.
Omar? Omar?
Yes?
Come, it's connected.
I'm coming.
She was doing her prayers. She's coming.
Hello, Argavan.
Hello. How are you?
We're fine. How are you both?
Where did Omar go? Thank you.
Nothing. She's right here. Hey, Omar.
I'm right here. What is it? Is the doctor doing okay?
Feridun? Yeah, he's good. He's satisfied with the second round of chemotherapy. Thank God. If everything keeps going like this, and everything goes well, God willing, in a few weeks he'll be discharged and we'll come back to you.
God willing.
God willing. Can the doctor talk right now?
Well, what can I say? He really insisted on seeing you. Let me move the laptop over so he can see you.
Hello there, Doctor. How's it going?
Hello there, Doctor.
Praise God. Knock on wood, you look really great. We really miss you here.
He's right, Doctor. Sina, dear, tell him you're getting everything done to start your album.
Hey, Doctor, we're doing the work for the album. And we've already recorded a few tracks. God willing, when you get back, we'll finalize it and put out something good.
That's great. Then, Sina, email me a few of your songs so I can put them for Feridun to listen to.
Sina?
Flowers. How are my flowers?
He's asking how his flowers are.
They're good. It's just they miss you so much they're pouting and won't blossom, that's all. God willing, you'll come, and once your shadow is over, your garden will be full of blossoms.
Take care of my greenhouse. I've entrusted it to you.
Sure. Sina?
Sina, is Omar feeling all right?
She's fine. Did you need anything from here?
No, my darling. We don't need anything. ma'am. I have to prepare for sedation. Yes, of course. Feridun, dear, are you ready? Sina, I have to go now. They've come to take Feridun for a CT scan. Homa?
Hey, Homa.
What is it, darling? What?
Pray for Feridun to get better soon, God willing. You have a pure heart. God will hear your sure. voice. Goodbye.
Goodbye, take
Goodbye.
Care.
You mean they still haven't told him what his illness is?
I don't know. The poor thing. The doctor didn't deserve this to happen to him.
Life has cost, Mr. Jahanbakhsh. I can't feed my family with your promises, boss.
It's true, Father. What you say is right. You've worked and you want your pay. But right now, the situation is different. The factory has some financial problems. We have to wait a while till things get back to normal.
It might take 10 years. Hey, boss, should we just keep putting our heads down and work for free?
Did I say you have to work for free? Man, I've got a question for all of you. Is it better if you're unemployed or better to be owed money?
Owed money.
There you go. Of course it's better to be owed money. A person that doesn't work feels worthless and empty, but a person that's owed money feels that they exist. Please go back to your work. Stick to your work. We have to build everything hand in hand, and it will be fine.
Hey, boss, how's it going to be fine? With this broken down and useless equipment, the factory's production line has stopped. There's no production or sales.
Yes, what he's saying is right, Mr. Jahanbakhsh. We know the equipment is broken.
Yes.
Is there a miracle that's going to happen?
All right, man. Maybe it'll happen. What miracle is better than patience? I'm asking each and every one of you to go back to your work. Mr. Firuzanfar is here now. I'll schedule a meeting as soon as possible and talk to the management. We'll give all of you your back pay very soon. Please, now get back to work.
Oh,
now.
No.
Please go back to work.
Come on.
Mr. Firuzanfar. Mr. Firuzanfar. Don't you hear me calling you?
Hello, how are you?
Where's your car? Hello.
No matter what I did, it wouldn't start. I took a cab. What's going
things
on?
Things aren't good, Bizarre. If we move too late, the factory will shut down.
So what are you doing about it? You should have taken care of it somehow.
Come on, man. I should take care of it somehow? As it is, I had to tell them 1,000 stories to get them to go back to work.
Forget the stories. Just tell them we don't have the money to pay them, but we'll give them bonuses as soon as we can.
Oh, come on. You think that their children to stop their crying with some candy? Eh? They've gone to the finance department and figured out what's going on. They know our accounts are empty and they're scared. We can't keep putting them off.
Can't keep putting them off? Then go tell them the truth.
What?
Tell them in the past 2 months we've only been able to get 2 orders. Half the equipment in the factory is shut down.
All right, quiet.
It's broken. There's no money.
All right.
I can't perform
I'm
a miracle.
I'm not telling you to perform a miracle here, brother, eh? I'm saying in the middle of this mess, we just have to have a talk with them to do some crisis management for them.
Do crisis management?
Yes.
Very well. They will all get back to their work, and anyone that doesn't can leave. They can work somewhere else.
What somewhere else? Is that crisis management?
That's right, that's it.
Hey, man, every problem has a solution. Now, you'd better...
Hello there, boss.
To erase the question, you should think about a logical answer.
Hey, you're logical. Hello,
hello there, boss.
An answer for everything, so tell me what the answer is.
My goodness.
Have a seat.
Hello, man. This factory has dried up. It needs to be greased. We have to inject some money.
That's right, but from where?
The bank. That's why they give out loans to businesses for situations just like this one.
Loan?
Yeah.
Well, if it were possible to get, why didn't Michael get it?
Well, you know, Bizard, getting a loan isn't all that easy. There's a lot of paperwork, it requires collateral, a cosigner, and most of all, it takes time.
It can't be done.
Why can't it be done?
First of all, for the reason you said, it takes time, and we don't have the time. And more importantly, in whose name is the title to the factory?
Your uncle.
And my uncle isn't alive. What does it need? His estate to be settled, which hasn't happened yet.
Yes, legally that is correct. But there are some exceptions. Yeah.
What exceptions?
Man, just a moment.
Oh, man.
Look now, brother. You just give the word and I will line up everything for you. By just giving a small percentage, we'll get someone who can get us a multi-billion Toman loan very quickly. And it'll be with low interest and a long-term installment plan. How's that?
Then afterwards, they'll take us and throw us in prison for bribery and fraud. Not so? No, I don't want it. To jump out of the pan and into the fire. Look, Manucha, going bankrupt is better than ruining our reputation.
Come on, man. A businessman has to have the heart of a lion.
A businessman has to have the heart of a lion, not the brain of a donkey. Look, Manucha, if you can find a proper path for me, then do it. Yes?
Excuse me, Mr. Firuzanfar, there are letters that need your signature.
Come in.
Oh, what can I say? God bless Mr. Firuzanfar's soul. Mrs. Ahmadi, do you remember? It was like yesterday that you'd come to get his signatures.
Yes. May he rest in peace.
God willing, may his premature death benefit Bezard's grave. What am I saying? I mean, God willing...
You don't need to fix it. Just think about fixing the factory's problems. Is that all,
Over
ma'am?
Over here as well, please.
There you go.
Oh,
thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
Tell me you'd die if you didn't talk, right?
Yeah,
you're right. What a dumb question to ask.
Bezard?
Hmm?
Take that money that you got from Uncle and use it for the factory so that some of our problems will be solved. Once things get better, you'll get a profit on your investment.
Look, Manucha.
Yes?
First of all, I'm the manager of this factory, not its owner. For me to want to put my own money into trying to fix its problems, because everyone will forget and I'll have to run after my money. Secondly, look, man, you can't sweeten the ocean with a spoonful of sugar. And also, don't make any more plans for my money. I've already made my own plans.
What plans?
What do you care? Just imagine I want to go into construction and interior design.
Uh-huh.
کدوم خواستم، کدوم جون، کدوم عشق، شاید خیلی از این حرفا دروغه، تا وقتی با همین از عشق میگیم نباشیم قولمون حتی دروغه. از این عشقایی که زنجیر میشه، هوس هایی که دامنگیر میشه، میترسم چون دلم بی اعتماده به احساسی که بی تأثیر میشه. نه این که عاشقی حال خوشی نیست، نه این که زندگی بی عشق میشه، فقط کاش بین این حسای مبهم بفهمم آخرش چی عشق میشه. حرفی که نگاهی نمیگفته و میگفته، اتفاقیه که گاهی نمیافته و میافته، حس یخ زدن تو آتیش، حال سوختن تو سرما، تو بیداری یه خیاله، یه حقیقت تو رویا، تو فکرش نیستیم و پیداش میشه، ولی وقتی که باید باشه میره، به حال و روز ما کاری نداره، همیشه یا براش زوده یا دیره. نه این که عاشقی حال خوشی نیست، نه این که زندگی بیش میشه، فقط کاش بین این سایه مبهم بفهمم آن